はい。あよーい。Good morning. We're listening to you. Diddy Pop. Japanese City Pop. Oh, what the hell is that? Oh, Japanese City Pop. Okay. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2. What are we going to talk about today? Jeez. That's why it says hum day. Oi oi! One of my Japanese friends did that. But the one I did, Ayo! That's also from Asia, but also from Europe. I have friends over there. Ayo. What's it mean? Oh my god! I got a must find the meaning! You know, did we meet those people? It's like, I must find meaning on everything. It's like, no, you don't need to. It just is, you know? Relax. And they can't. They just have to go find it. They have to go to Wikipedia, they have to go to web. What does that mean? Then they come back and explain it to you what it means. And you're just like, yeah, okay. Do it. But listen to me, this is correct. Like, oh, God. What is wrong with you? Did you have your coffee today? No? Alright, go get some. Go get some tea instead. I gotta turn the music down a little bit because it's weird. It's overwhelming. But on a voice speaker, I'm trying to back up. Yeah, weird. I could do this. So I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna change it for my headphone. Use the voice meter. Swear to God, I have to like tinker it. This is just like regular mixing board. The ones I've ever worked with or something. It's just. Yeah, you always have to tinker. Why? Why is like one setting? One setting just works. Of course not. Otherwise, we don't get paid. We're our jobs. That's why one of the big studio persons. Yeah, that makes sense. Sure. Oh, yeah. What's happening? Hopefully my noise gate is working. I think it is. We checked it. Check. Yeah, it's working. I have two different ones. So yeah, one force me to take out with it. When I do the just breathing, you will not pick it up, which is good. On the low, on the tiny bit of, then the other one, noise gate, DD gate, is free. Find it. Dead duck gate. That one works so much better. So, what else? I keep saying, what else is new? What's new? What's old? Old news. What's old news? Oh, I can't look at crypto. It's my crypto ticker thing. Just stop working. I don't know. It overloads. Like, it's a Pi micro? Mini? What's a Pi? What's a Berry Pod? Was a Pi Mini or Pi? I got the thing. Pico, that's it. Pico. Have a little Pico one. It's not bad. It's cheap. Or maybe it's not Pico. Pi Zero. I think I have Pi Zero instead. This has Pico's even smaller. Pi Zero, I think there's a cache problem. It's either the memory I have. Something, it just stop. I have to unplug it for a little while, and once in a while it's okay, it keeps going. Raspberry Pi personal computer. I thought about that. I still have like two original Pi. First one, then I got the third one. I think it's, I put a little LCD screen. I was hoping to plug in this mic from Thermax to record binaural stuff. But what happened was, when I had to record, so I heard something bad. It's like, oh God, no. It's not powerful though. That's a power issue. Nah, if I can't really put anything else on there. Forget it. Not gonna use it. Raspberry Pi. So this is pretty cool what they have. It's almost like Commodore 64, except it's the modern keyboard. That has a Pi built in. That's great. Has all the phone, all the everything, all the ports. This is really cool. Just plug this straight in. Yeah, holy cow. How much is this? That's cheap. The cheap Pi Hut. Pi Hut. 100 pounds. 99. Okay. 99. 100 pounds. Including VAT. They only ship Germany. What happened to the United States? Wait. 116 bucks. Get it here in US. That's not bad. 100 bucks.
$100. But by the time you put a Pi together with memory chip, and keyboard, and mouse, you're going to get to that price. That's just, yeah. Young makers. I'm not going to do nothing. Why do I keep saying that too?
What are you going to do?
No, because people say it to me. There's nothing you could do. Like, shut up. Yes, there's something I can do. Say what? Go out and get some beer. How about that? You know. Just. Crazy. So, I'm making a 3D, well, I already have a 3D model of a 911 for sure. So I'm making a 930 skirt kit because Midnight Club in Japan, not the video game, the actual Midnight Club. So Midnight Club, I'm making the skirt kids and stuff, blow it together, just like, then what? So late last night, it's like, oh, let me go play Forza. So usually I sleep like 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock I'm just dead, but I went up playing until like midnight. So it's kind of, oh man, blue screen. These games, man. They're addictive. They keep you awake. I was falling asleep anyway. And just checking out some stuff. And if they model the cars as they are in real world, I have to say, Kenny's Crossword is nice, man. That's a 4 Escort, nice. Escort Crossword, nice. Now, between that, I just thought, I was like, no, if I was given an option to buy, like, Diana, Princess Diana's 4 Escort and the Crossword one. No, I'm going to cross. Or I'd be like, I'll buy both. Like, I'm going to take the engine out, cross it, swap it. And take the wings out in the back on the 4 Escort GT. And put the Crossworth engine in. Let's see what does. It's put the drivetrain too, so because it would be real well. FR, front engine, rear wheel. Rear? Every time I always have a problem with a rear. I know this is the mastery with Asian people. You need to master that. R, L, and W. Rear wheel. Can't say it. But I have to say, like a pompous. Mars. Pumbas. Rear wheel. It's okay. It's RLW. You know, they can't pronounce it when go overseas. That's why there's one of these Japanese. Well, Japanese city pop. They're on the YouTube. It's called Friday Chinatown, but they typed it Flyday Chinatown. Yeah. Fly nice. Okay. So so people are winning from the old gang, DC, and the government. They're losing. I'm looking at your post right now. See you. Liz Cheney. So you. City Councilwoman angrily confirmed in the beach, she called known squatter house. Oh, pot. What's a squatter house? Oh, I never got it. I mean, I kind of have an idea. Kind of have an idea, but the actual definition, I never got it. And it's like a grifter house. Yeah, it's like, okay, so it just somebody live in a spot. They have no claim to the property. No rights, no nothing. Zero. I think that's what the higher, not the higher, but the bad guys just want everybody. Right, I never deserve better. More action coming. So. He doesn't care. Who's right? Who's wrong? I don't know. My thing is. Ideal conditions. Like, I'll turn the lights on. Okay. My thing is with the squatter, people should have houses able to live somewhere. Of course, this goes through the whole like left side. Everybody should homeless people, but they say this stuff and they try to do it and they don't do it because they pocket the money. People pocket the money. You're supposed to do that though. Like, oh, I'm ran out of money. So where did money go? So they would explain all this thing and they knew. People knew. So if they can do it, I'm gonna do it too. Room is everything, right? But it's tough. How are you gonna do? How do you? What do? I don't know. I don't even know how to do. Just have to restart. They say, "Oh, it's too many people." No, it's not too many people on Earth. Tons of money. God knows who, how many people have yachts, right? So you gotta think there's money going somewhere. No, I'm not talking about the people who made themselves. Say like somebody big, you know, went from nothing to making this big company, worked their butt off, not those type of people. I'm talking about the politicians.
have yachts. Where did it come from? It's like, well, we don't know.
Then you find out all the underneath stuff they did while they were in office. Right?
Because people approach him.
I like to build this thing. In your state, where you're the governor. Why you're the politician or the whatever. Can I do that? Oh, by the way, here's a million bucks. Stack $1 million right here. In this bag. I pretend we didn't see that. And I'll just pull your desk. Can I build that stuff on your land? On your state land?
They're like, yeah, sure, do it right here.
That's all they, what the red tapes. You know, some are legit, but I have to say, there are a lot just terrible money makers. That's what they mean. Like, that's why I want to be a politician. Because of people.
They have my yachts, my airplanes. Stuff. And I'm going to say, oh, we need to go green, but I'm going to fly it with the jet fuel spreading all over the sky. Because I can and you cannot. Nothing can do.
And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, there's something I can do. I'm going to go out for coffee.
How's that?
Hey.
Oh boy.
Is that walk off model and eggs? MLB call it quits. So I don't know what's going on. I think something's going to change. I see it coming. I was already seeing some of these guys look like they want to run. They want to just turn tail and run. Like, oh, I think, oh, this election looks bad. I'm having chocolate brownie. Why? Because I can. For breakfast.
The 6 million pitches. They're going to fix the Central Park boathouse.
So somebody's going to fix it.
Yeah, it shouldn't take it down.
That boathouse is... I guess history. Yeah, I guess it's been around so long. Last time I was there, maybe 10 years? No, more than that. It's like 15. I walk by. There's a path you can walk by. Have lunch stuff. But every time I go there, there's tons of people. I'm gonna go eat somewhere else. I'm gonna have a pizza. Pizza. I'm gonna have a crypt dog. Crypt dog's gone. It's a deep fried hot dog. I'm sick. crypto. Google Earth will find it. We'll find it. Not found it, but find it. See. Okay, let me see if it's still there. Where are the street labels? Oh, actually, I know where Tompkins. It's by Tompkins Square Park. It's on St. Mark's. Yeah, it's not there. It sucks. We can find it. Is still there. The location's still there. But I looked it up from regular map and didn't find it. Wish I could do the Apple maps, but it's still there. They say it's still there. It's still there. I guess it's still there. Okay, that's fine then. Opens at 11:30 a.m. Okay, so it's still there. Right. And you can see the menu. Did you ever go to New York City? There's a stop by Crypt Dogs. Then on the side door, ask where the... How do I go to the bar next door? There's a door you go through. It's very neat. BLT. Usually I don't get that one. And everything dog. Good morning. Spicy. I think you could just ask for it, but usually I just get, can I have a dog with a bacon? Then we just do the bacon thing. But you can get the BLT. BLT's not bad. I had that before. Never had a Chihuahua. Chili dog. Yeah. Dude, that's not bad. Pretty good. There's crypto burgers too. I never know that. Do your own camp of crypto. Wait, are you good? And then be like drunk. Yeah. Nah. Not really. Because they close early. Oh, they got nationwide seat. Oh, no. They got nationwide delivery. No way. 24 pack. Let me see what they got. 8 packs. That's not bad. 6. But I mean, it's $10 each shipping. But if you crave for it, I can make some here. Yeah, if you're in New York City, that's one place to go. St. Mark's cleaned up from days I was there. And what really sucks, like I said, some of these venues are closing. like CBGBs that went into a clothing store. And just, yeah, it's not the same. But same marks, still same marks. It still got that. It still has that. The food. You know. Club 57 is there. Like, holy cow. So. Dallas Barbecue. Yeah. It's. That's another one. There's a whole bunch of them in New York City. There's uptown, midtown, of course downtown, but there's like two or three down there. I can't believe it though. Yeah. So crypto is one. Go. There's another burger place that's really good. But Yafa, let me see. There's a Yafa cafe, coffee. It's not there. They took it out. They took it out. Oh no. Did he change it? Damn. So when you leave New York, when you go back, leave it anywhere and go back. It's like, oh, what happened? The Bing, I remember that. That's new. Yeah, I mean, St. Mark's still pretty cool. You know, it's got a lot of food. I'm just surprised that one taco place still opened. I'm surprised that CryptDog's still there, you know, after all these years. But I think I know what it is, because the owner of the bar and CryptDog bought that place a long time ago, when St. Mark was crap, what I heard. It was just full of druggies. There's a whole bunch of squatters. Clean it up. In the bar we hang out. 7B Horseshoe Bar, still there. Bezak. Mr. Bezak bought a whole block when it's just about to clean up New York. He bought a whole block for like nothing. And he sat on it for a while, fix it up and rent it out, and eventually the money bag. Just running 7B for a long time. I fixed his jukebox like a few times. It's weird, nothing. I'm just like, what the hell? And it's like, bang, bang, bang. The word. The Fonzie. And he was like, oh my god, you want to fix my. I'm like, oh, that's okay. Then. So I had a full-time job, so I can't do that. Sorry. I think Nikki Bezak, that's Mr. Bezak's daughter. Nikki lives next door. CMP is supposed to be a hot dog place, but that was another hot dog place right next to it. That's a coffee shop. Okay, yeah, I mean, the whole place changes, but there are a few places still, like, you know, still, we are still here. Yeah. Permanently closed. Yafa Cafe. Wonder why. It's like, that's Middle Eastern.
permanently closed. That sucks. I used to go there a lot.
They changed it to something else. To Lutz Cafe.
Yeah, the same flooring. Yeah, same place.
Tapa place, looks like. Looks like. Or the coffee smoothie.
I think it still looks. Still got that Moroccan feel.
I like Jaffa. You know why? Because there's a big bucket of something. Either glass. I think it's mostly like glass bowl. And there's a like something that looks like a matchbox. Something. You go on, you think it's a matchbox, and you open it, it's a condom.
Oh,
that's nice. I think I still have some. Later, man. It's like an old thing. You know? Like old collection of New York City. And like postcards, all these cafes. All the cafes. Okay, so that's it.
New York.
So yeah, some of these old places, wish they would keep it, but at some point you can't always be there. I mean, the building I grew up in, I was a kid, got torn down because earthquake. They offer the owner free. We still have the original house, but my grandparents moved out of there. That was my grandparents. It's the family house. They moved out. They sold the place and moved out. It was unsafe. The building, when I lived there, the building, my side of the building, kind of cracks and goes on the bottom of the house, all the way up. Top is literally a crack in the concrete. It's bad. But with the shaking. There's like earthquake once in a while. You can feel it. It's like, I remember when I worked in, still remember that day. I think I still have the pictures on. I was working. Going back to New York, trying to get a position at Limited Brands to work on the interior, store interior stuff, interior, exterior designs, not the clothing, nothing to do with the underwear stuff. That's the other side. I got to meet the models over the years. I got to meet some of them. They're okay. You know, a lot of them are really quiet. It's just like, oh, I'm just here because I was like, yeah, I know. We'll try to get a work over there. And New York City never had a very unusual when New York City have an earthquake. Then all of a sudden, we got a tremor in the building. It was working. Everybody's like, oh my God, what's that? You know, New Yorkers, they don't know. I'll say, oh, that's an earthquake. Oh my God, we're going to do that. We have to walk out. I'm going to turn the alarm on. As soon as I said that, it's like, pew, pew, pew. Okay, everybody, go out the back door, like, and all the workers from all the buildings came out, and the shoppers came out on the street of Broadway, downtown. It was a sight to be seen. I've never seen so many people on the sidewalks. Like, man, this great picture I took it. I have to go find it. It was amazing. But they don't know. They don't know earthquake. If you ever go live in California, you would know. Ever live in Asia, you would know. It's like they do the same thing what they do with like old days. If there's a nuclear attack, go under the table. Like, yeah. Well, it's earthquake, yeah, go under the table. That would make sense because, you know, concrete will fall on you. At least the table will help a little. Well, the lamp, yeah, you don't want lighting stuff for you. That's one part. But when the concrete comes out, yeah, that's gonna work. Maybe it'll work. We don't know. I've seen, I've heard, I've read a story about buildings collapsing and they find people under the bed, under like beds, anything flat. It's able to deflect a lot of stuff. So, who knows? But nuclear? I don't think so. Oh my god. Put your mask on and hide under the desk. Like, you know, it just prolong your death. But just maybe a month or so, or a few weeks. Because when you get the nuclear radiation, that's not going to help. Even the fallout shelters, I don't think it's going to help. And people like worry about monkey pox right now. Hey, wait till you get the nuclear pox. Oh. Why is my hair falling out? Why are these rashes? Trans inclusion in schools. Why does trans people want student kids to know? Kids must know us. Now you change the world, you teach the young. Right? That's one way. That's one way they're doing it with TikTok. Like so many times I ask somebody to say something, I tell them, you know what TikTok means? Time's up. Yeah, be careful. Be careful what you use. Hey, look. Larry Ellison lists Florida estate for $145 million. Where's Larry Ellison selling the house here? Is he buying another house? Doing something? So, like, I see these things, people say, oh, you probably have something. But my thing is just, I think they're gathering all their money. They're going to run. They're going to pitch in with something. Like, we're going to, Elon, we're going to give you money to build to speed up that ship you're going to build to go to Mars. All of us are going to Mars. Nice. Oh, forget about Earth. It sounds like that. But I don't know. Just speculation. Crazy. People are going crazy. Let me see. I'm looking at an article title. It says tenants at a posh New York building, New York City building, egg neighbor's door. Why would you do that? Are they romping very loud next door?
Shut up.
That's what my friend did. My friends do. A couple of them had a neighbor that either played loud music or something. Know what they did? They went to their studio, got their Marshall amps, and plugged it in. Yeah. Drove the other guy. Or they stopped playing music. Oh, I'm sorry. And then I was... The boom was too boom. The boom. You know, that. They don't mind the move, but when you go, the stupid guitar solos, they'd be like, oh my God, I cannot take the guitar. So this is the web. I don't know what else to say, because I don't know. New York City. You live in a city. In the old days, there weren't a lot of issues, but I think it's this whole lockdown thing. It changed everybody. Changed everybody's point of view. And it's making people live. People who cannot say live in a small space. And be by themselves. Don't bother anybody. Even they have partners and stuff, they can be by themselves in this little place and be peaceful. They're gonna have trouble. That's what I thought. Like with the lockdown, like, oh man, these people are gonna start doing stuff in these buildings. They're gonna be annoyed. It's like, I cannot believe my neighbors are like that. Well, because you're working in the office in the morning. That's why now you just have home all the time. You can't hear things. And it grosses you out. But it's a natural thing. It is. When you get a guy, a straight guy and a straight girl in the room together for a little while, they're going to be like, hey, want to get on? Oh, it's going to happen. You know, even they live for a long time, they're going to start finding sexy. Because, you know why? Because the pheromone gets transferred. Just like, when I go back to Taiwan and each other, like, you're American. You're European. Like, how did they know? Because I look different. Even though I look at them, but because I grew up in the United States, I got the DNA out here. All the different people I met in New York, which is mostly Irish, German, Italians. Well, German, not German, just Scandinavian, Dutch. No, Spanish. Well, Spanish speaking. South America, too. So I got 40s DNA mix, and it is slowly changing everybody from this when you live in the city, live around there, slowly changing that. Slowly goes into your DNA, slowly changing certain things, and you're eating their food. Right? Well, not their food, our food. But if an outsider eating our food, you're gonna start doing this too. It's gonna change. It's the way you look, it's the way you move, right? It's different. Your demeanor is a little different. Personality will be different. So that's why they notice. It changes. It really does. Article, this architect, I'm not talking about the article, but the office, when working in New York, that's kind of like the office we worked in for a Victoria's Secret store interior. Not just for that, for pink too, and for others. Design the storefront. And what they're gonna do for each season. They always want out to be pink and chocolate. Pink and chocolate. Girls love that, right? I don't know. Do they? Do you? If you're a girl, do you love that? I don't know. Okay, so this is it for today. I'll leave you alone. I'll leave myself. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. And oi oi. That's what they say. I don't know. I never got it. But I got it, but I never got the definitive definition of oi oi. They say it. Especially in Japan. Oi, oi. That's another thing you can do on top of a mountain. Just say that. Just yell out. Anyway, have a wonderful hum day. Yeah, August 17th, 2022. I'll be back on Friday. See ya.